This is On Target St. John's, a look at politics, crime, education. What's happening here with the people who know? The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your On Target St. John's host, Linda Swain.
And good afternoon, everyone. Well, if you have gone to a construction site or have been pricing things to build your whatever, shed, a bench, you name it, the cost of lumber and other building supplies have gone through the roof. Prices are double, some cases triple what they were this time last year, and it appears as though the pandemic is largely to blame. Well, here to talk about what's happening and the impact it's having on the local construction and renovation industry are the Executive Director of the Canadian Home Builders Association, Alexis Foster. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. And President Grant Cooper. Hi, Grant.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So, Alexis, we'll start with you. What's happening?
Oh, lots of things are happening. It's a very busy market here. We're seeing lots of renovations still happening. We're seeing lots of things going on, especially around lumber and lumber prices. It tends to be the topic of the week, I think.
Oh, for certain. And it's really quite shocking in a lot of ways. Grant, what's causing these prices to rise like they are?
Yeah, I think we're simply seeing supply and demand issues, and that's largely a part of homeowners being home and looking at doing projects around their house that they haven't had time to do before. And they're spending more and more time around their houses, and but the traveling has been restricted. They haven't been able to go out and do the leisurely activities that they used to do. So they tend to have a little bit more money maybe in their pockets that they're looking at doing the work around their house with.
So purely supply and demand?
Yeah, that's the way we're interpreting this. The mills and the manufacturing facilities haven't been able to keep up with the supply, and it's largely because people are home and they're doing projects that they haven't done before. So supply and demand is the culprit.
I'm told that a lot of this is being actually driven by demand in the United States. So what market forces are at play that U.S. demand is affecting prices on this side of the border?
Well, the markets are so integrated. This is a global issue. And, largely what happens in the U.S. affects what happens here. The European markets are also impacting what happens here. And it's the same on the consumer side in the U.S. as it is here, where people are doing more projects than they've ever had done before. So they're buying up material in the States that comes across the border, typically. So that's decreasing the supply that's available in Canada, and our Canadian mills and manufacturing facilities just can't keep up with the demand alone. So that whole integrated North American market is affected, and that's hurting us here too.
So what about local suppliers? How are they being impacted?
So local suppliers are largely getting their products from international markets. We do have local lumber mills here that are producing product, but it's brokered to a global market, and they're selling they're selling their products to the rest of Canada and the U.S. as well. So our local mills are doing well, and they're certainly benefiting from this increase in pricing. Our products are shipped out just like everything else in Canada and the U.S. It goes to a global industry and then distributed from there.
Alexis, I know lumber has been dominating the discussion, but I'm told a lot of other building materials are similarly affected. Are they?
Yeah, they definitely are. We're seeing everything from OSB to different pipe. We're having issues getting supply of that now. A lot of it, as Grant was saying, has to do with just the demand because we have so many people looking to do those projects now. And then just even the transport, that is starting to become an issue of actually getting products into the market. A lot of the rail transport isn't being used as much anymore, so now they're switching over to transport by trucks, which is, of course, increasing the costs and increasing the wait time. Right now, nationally, there's about a 6-week wait on most new home construction because of the pandemic.
That's extraordinary. I'm told that even things like plumbing supplies, hot water boilers, they're also hard to come by.
Yes, they are. We still have lots of our suppliers here in Newfoundland that still have things available. I was actually speaking to a supplier the other day, and they were saying people are thinking that we don't have like washers and dryers and things that you need for your home, but they actually do have them. It's if you might have to, you might wait a little while if you have to order something in.
So good news, bad news, I guess, Grant.
Yeah, it's. I mean, there are people and companies benefiting. Like I mentioned, the mills, obviously, they're doing well, and our local mills are bringing revenue into the province, and they're paying taxes on that. But of course, it's hurting consumers on the other side, where they're having to pay the sticker prices for it. You know, our builders are busy. There's certainly demand in that residential construction industry that we talked about. And, you know, that is doing well for members and others in the industry. It definitely hurts. And we feel for those people that are finding prices getting out of reach and hampering their plans and desires to build or renovate.
And I want to explore that a little bit more when we come back after the break. You're listening to On Target. My guest today is the Executive Director of the Canadian Home Builders Association, Alexis Foster, and President Grant Cooper. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain, On Target St. John's on VOCM.
And we're back. We're talking about this rise in building supplies, the cost of them, with the Executive Director of the Canadian Home Builders Association, Alexis Foster, and President Grant Cooper. Alexis, Grant just touched on it there, but what kind of an impact is it having on the local industry?
Well, we're still seeing it be very, very busy here. We're seeing renovations go up. People are still, as Grant mentioned, people are still home a lot right now. So you're really starting to notice those pain points, the thing that's really getting on your nerves. If maybe your kitchen was just not really working for you for a little bit, now you've had enough and it's the right time to fix it. So people are, like Grant said as well, spending more time home. You're not using that disposable income on things like travel. So it really makes sense to put it back into the industry. And I can definitely say we see the impact that it's having for our builders and our supplier members. And we definitely appreciate the support for the industry in this difficult time.
But are those prices having a dampening effect, Grant?
So far, they're not. We're still seeing a lot of demand from consumers. Calls and emails are still coming in. Our builder members are busier than ever. You know, it's very difficult to get the resources and trades to do the jobs because of that demand. You know, we don't know what's going to come in the near term, the near future. You know, supply and demand always equals out in the long run. And prices will equalize. So if we get to a point where prices are at their limit, we will see supply catch up, and hopefully those prices will deflate gradually over time and demand come back down to a more realistic level. But for now, we're rolling along, and members are quite busy.
Do you expect those prices to increase then?
We're not seeing, I don't know how much more they're going to go up. A lot of people in the industry last year said they couldn't go up any higher, and of course they did. We're not expecting to see a decline anytime this year until maybe towards the last month or two. A lot of the products, as I mentioned previously in our market, you know, the lumber and commodity market is very integrated. A lot of the products that are purchased now regarding softwood lumber have been brokered, purchased, and we won't see those for 3 or 4 months down the road. So they're paid for and purchased at these prices. And we're being told that, you know, by the time this supply gets through our market, it's going to be towards the end of the year. So into next year, we're certainly going to see things up higher than they were before the pandemic had started.
Alexis, I know last year was awful busy, how is this year shaping up, I suppose, compared to last year?
It is still quite busy for us as an association and for our our whole sector. The association right now, we're still working on the residential construction rebate program. So we're seeing a lot of requests for payments come in for that program. That was something that was introduced last June by the provincial government as a measure to get people back to work and really support the residential construction sector. So for many people who might not know, that was a program that was started at $30 million. There was such a demand for that program, it got increased to $35 million. And so right now we had 11,780 applications for that. So we're taking in the applications now and trying to help facilitate those payments go out.
And I know you've been flat out with that. The case in point is when I first reached out to you, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, I got these automatic replies, both by phone and by email, saying, look, if you're asking about this, here's the information, go here, right? So it's
yes,
just an indicator
great.
To me that how you're being inundated, I suppose, with these questions and that sort of thing.
We definitely have been, and thankfully the government actually just announced that there's an extension to this program. So now work has to be completed instead of June 30th. The deadline has now been moved to September 30th, which is for the existing applications. Unfortunately, no new people can apply for this program, but the extension has helped with some of our builders to be able to complete the work.
Did you have a lot of builders expressing concern about, hey, you know, we've got all of these orders, we're working as quickly as we can, we're trying to do it as efficiently as possible, but we simply don't have the time to get it done?
Oh, yes, we did, especially after we had that second shutdown here in February and March month, and the weather as well was beginning to impact some of the work that needed to be done outside. So we did hear that concern from the members and reached out to the government, and thankfully they were incredibly responsive and made those changes to that program.
Is there certain work that you're seeing more demand for than others? For instance, you mentioned kitchens. I would imagine, you know, if you're at home and you're sitting around the kitchen, you're saying, okay, it's time. Are those the types of projects that you're doing, or are you seeing, you know, sort of exterior kind of work as well?
Yeah, the most common ones were definitely the kitchen renovations. We've been seeing a lot of heat pumps and new shingles put in.
Yeah, I would imagine the heat pumps are a big one too, because if you're paying all that for for your building supplies, you're going to want to make a bit of a savings on your electricity for sure. My guests today on Target are with the Canadian Home Builders Association. They are Executive Director Alexis Foster and President Grant Cooper. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Linda Swain on Target St. John's on VOCM.
And we're back. Just a note regarding traffic. The RNC are reopening Peacekeepers Way there by Weir's Construction. There was an accident in that area. Caused a bit of a fairly significant backlog of traffic in the westbound lane leading into CBS there for a period of time around the noon hour. So that should be opened up pretty soon and cleared away. My guests today on Target are with the Canadian Home Builders Association, Newfoundland and Labrador. They are Alexis Foster, the Executive Director and President Grant Cooper. And if it's another year or so before things start to settle down, are there concerns that it could impact economic recovery here, Grant?
Well, in terms of economic recovery, I mean, our industry has recovered quite a bit from a number of years ago. We're booming here now. We've been in Newfoundland and Labrador, largely lucky in our, response to COVID. We've had quite a normal existence, relatively speaking. So I think if prices stay the way they are and demand stays the way it is, economic recovery will be pretty good. But I think in the long run, if prices stay the way they are, we're going to start seeing potentially a shift to new construction methods and maybe some newer construction materials that otherwise may have been a little bit more expensive previously.
What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, I mean, Typically, you would see all in residential construction, you would see all softwood lumber. You're starting to see more and more ICF construction. There's certainly a lot more questions and people inquiring about ICF, and ICF is insulated concrete forms. You may start seeing a mix of light gauge steel, which you would see a lot of in commercial construction. But if that product is less expensive than some lumber, but maybe you're going to start to see some hybrid construction methods going forward. So I think builders have an opportunity now, especially if this is something sustained, to be creative and innovative and figure out newer ways of building affordable houses. And that's a very key issue with the Canadian Home Builders Association. It's for advocacy and advocating for affordable housing. So something that builders will adapt to and I'm sure figure out in the long run.
Alexis, you mentioned the home construction rebate program that the provincial government introduced last year, and it's obviously proven to be a huge success. Would you like to see that continued over the next little while?
Well, we are always hopeful to see something introduced similar to the program that was introduced last year. We do know that it was a fantastic initiative. It generated about $240 million for our economy, which is just huge. And the demand is certainly still there. And we are there to support, however, the government would need if they do decide to go forward with that program in the future. But we are hopeful. We don't have any indication if there will be another iteration of the program. But if there is, we do believe from what we've seen that it would be certainly welcomed.
The federal government, I believe, made mention of some kind of a program. I'm not sure to what extent it will affect people here, but are you familiar with that one at all or what it will mean?
Yes, so there's a new Greener Homes initiative that came that was introduced in the budget this year. And so the information isn't fully out there on about the application process yet. But it would provide up to $5,000 grants for energy efficient retrofits into homes. So we are definitely keeping our eyes peeled for any new information that comes out there. And we will be sure to share that through our social media channels and our website as soon as we have some more information.
So, Grant, what have the prices been looking like lately? Where have they gone?
They've certainly gone almost straight up. A 2x4, 8-foot 2x4 stud has tripled in price, and sheet supply would have also tripled, if not quadrupled in some regards. So there's quite an increase in a very short amount of time for softwood lumber, again, driven by the supply and demand market economics. But we're seeing it in other products as well, and largely because of the disruptions in the supply chain that's been brought on globally through the pandemic and the COVID-19 issues that's been created. So prices have been mind-blowing in a lot of regard.
And who is, seeing the benefit of this, really? At what point in that supply chain, who's seeing the greatest benefit?
Well, I guess it would depend on the product. I mean, we're certainly seeing the mills in regards to soft lumber benefiting from this. Depending on what the product is, that the manufacturing facilities may be the ones that are benefiting more than others. But costs have also gone up for manufacturing. They've got to follow COVID-19 protocols now. They have to take extra measures for sanitizing and cleaning and safe return to work practices. So there's costs that are spreading around multiple parties and industries. But the sources of the lumber in particular, I'm sure are doing well now. But that may change as quickly as it did going up.
Are there benefits for our local lumber yards? Are they seeing a steady increase in business over the last little while, the mills and that?
I would think so. I haven't spoken to any mills directly, but again, they're selling to a global market, and global market prices right now are 3 to 4 times what they were pre-pandemic levels. So if they were used to selling at a market price of, you know, $400 to $500 US per 1,000 board feet, and they were sustainable at that price, they're now seeing market prices tipping $1,500 a 1,000 board feet. So you would think if their operations haven't changed internally and they're able to meet this this demand, that they're doing quite well right now. And you know, our local mills are our local companies. They're no different than you know, the restaurants and all the other businesses that we try to support. So so they're doing well for now, and hopefully they continue to do well.
So what are your members telling you, Alexis?
Oh, that they're having a good year for overall, for the most part, and they appreciate the support. Anytime somebody is thinking about doing a renovation or a new home build, we know that right now it might not be the right time for some people, and that's certainly understandable. Other people may have planned for a renovation or a new home build, and now just really works for them time-wise. So they are still reaching out and using our members, which is great. And if anybody wants to look at doing a new home build or a renovation, I would definitely recommend that you check out our website, which is just chbanl.ca, for the full list of members there, because they are still here, they're still ready to work, and you're still supporting our local economy as well by doing that.
I know that the Canadian Home Builders Association, NL, has long been raising questions and concerns about the underground economy. Is there any added concern that these rising prices will force people to sort of do it on their own, or find somebody that will do it for them, sort of under the radar, so to speak?
I don't know if there's so many concerns around that right now. We continue to advocate on behalf of contractor licensing going forward. We hope to see something come out in this province because it is important. We want to protect consumers as well, and make sure that consumers have contractors and suppliers who know what they're doing and are following workplace health and safety guidelines, and making sure that they're following best business practices as well. So we are continuing to advocate on that behalf, and hopefully we'll be able to see something introduced that isn't too overwhelming for builder members, but something that is needed and will definitely protect everybody in the province.
Are there any added benefits or concerns being raised by this sudden surge in prices and demand, Grant?
Not really, other than the fact that the prices are so high, people don't want to necessarily have to pay that price to get the work done. That it's so much more expensive now. You know, the things have happened so quickly. We just simply don't know what impact this is going to have in the long run, if this is going to last in the long run. It's new for anybody that's been in the industry for, you know, whether they're new in the industry or they've been in the industry for a number of years. This is the first time anybody's seen anything like this happen.
And if the work needs to be done, it needs to be done, Alexis. What would you suggest to anybody contemplating getting some major work done at this time?
Well, I would definitely recommend, again, as I mentioned earlier, just checking out our website for some of the qualified members that we have there, getting your quotes, getting your contract in writing. That's very important to make sure that is pretty much the most important thing that I would say, is make sure that you get it in writing. And there are still some wonderful businesses out there who just want to help you, and it would be great to support them as well.
And they do some incredible work, I know. Grant, the final word goes to you. Just over a minute left. Final thoughts?
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot. I think a message to homeowners right now, or anybody looking at doing work, but to certainly get involved and talk to a contractor or an architect or whoever may be involved early on in the process of your project, to really do the planning. And, you know, it's more important than ever now when costs of materials are rising. You know, we still have market volatility. We don't know if we're going to be able to get the products that we need. that, you know, the planning part of it could certainly save you in the long run in terms of being efficient and not having to backtrack. Have your due diligence done. Price the materials, price shop if you need to get what you're looking for at the most reasonable cost. And you know, the planning can go a long way to have a successful project even before pricing had increased the way it did. So now it's more important than ever to do your homework before you even get involved in the project.
Alexis Foster, Grant Cooper, Canadian Home Builders Association NL, thank you very much this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow. A bit of an abbreviated show today, of course, because of the COVID update. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll have some reaction to the Green Report, which is coming down at noon. Thanks for listening.